All right, Josh Coppins, Moto2 just finished here at Glen Helen USGP. Talk about your day.
Pretty tough. First race we had a DNF. I went down on a second turn and damaged the radiator, lost all my water, and tried to keep going. I didn't realise I'd lost it, and then cooked the engine, so DNF, and second race 9. So frustrating because we should have been there both motos.
Yep.
But it's the way it goes. Sometimes I'm just disappointed for the guys.
Overall, with the 9, does it make you happy? I mean, was it a good day?
Yeah, and the 9's good, but we need 2 of them. That's where we should be. And we've had too many DNFs just through stupid things, and it's costing me. It's hurting us in the championship. We should be higher up, and it's a shame for the guys. It's just silly things, and it's frustrating, and it's difficult to rectify the problems because it's stuff which hasn't happened before. But as we get faster, we're having new problems. And but we knew. I mean, that's part of my job, unfortunately. And but I knew that, so we're just going to do the best we can.
Right. Talk about the track, Glen Helen here. Have you ever ridden here before?
No, first time. Wicked track.
Okay.
Really cool. Loved it. Enjoyed it. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot next week in France. I think it's going to be about the same, to be honest. But it's the first hot one for us. So first one's always a bit difficult.
Yep.
But that's the way it goes. I enjoyed it. Just like I said, disappointed for the first race. And it's cool to come here. We were world championship. We should race all over the world. Just a bit disappointed with the turnout of riders. I understand it from the riders here that, you know, it is they've got a full season and whatnot, but I just kind of hope in the future it can be a bit bigger, because not only am I a racer, I'm also a fan, so I want to see some good races.
What were your impressions of the American riders that you saw and been around today, like Alessi, Chisholm, Rhino, you know, Langston, all those guys?
Good, you know, like it's tough over here, you know, the depths big, and it's deep, and I was impressed with BT, and obviously he's a friend, and he's going to win a national soon, and today's win in that second moto I'm sure makes up for the 2 years of disaster. You know, you saw how pumped he was, and I mean, that's all that time on the couch, just frustration coming out. So
on the couch at your house in Belgium, a lot of it.
Yeah, some of it guys are good, you know. It's tough. You've got there's plenty of good riders here, and a lot of depth and plenty of speed, so I was impressed.
I think you know, we did a podcast and we talked about Caroli and talked about his how impressive he was, but there's probably a lot of Southern California fans that after that first moto were like, hey, wait a minute, this guy's really good.
Yeah, and for me, more so Masquin. But Caroli, sure, and he was smart today. He goes away with a good championship improvement, you know, and it's hard here, and it's one of those races which throws in so many more things, because there's all different riders, different track, got to deal with jet lag, got to deal with so many things. Everyone was like 350, all this, and no, he done really well, and Masquin was super impressive as well. So Masquin's the real deal, and when he comes, just like Purcell is the real deal, we've seen it. He's won championships, and Masquin's just the same.
All right, now we talked about earlier how I didn't get a press pass. Am I evil for the GPs?
Oh, I'll give you a pass, so you can always come by and be on my team, so don't worry about that.
Why do you think I didn't get a pass?
You know,
was it our podcast?
No, it wasn't our podcast, but, you know, just politics, man, and it's a shame. It's a shame. Like I said earlier, I'm a fan of the sport.
Yeah.
I love nationals. I love GPs, and it was disappointing.
Well, hey, thanks for coming.
It's cool to be here. Any US guys next year, please try and come and support the race, and thanks for all the US support and fans this weekend. Great fans here. It's wicked. Really cool. And it could be my last USGP, but as a rider, but I'll be back for sure.
Actually, one last thing. It seemed like the fans that were here were pretty knowledgeable about everything and knew who you are, knew the bike, knew, you know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. That's because they were real fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the guys who just want to come along and don't know so much and just want to watch a bit of racing, they're not here. But the real fans wanted to see a Grand Prix. They knew the history and they knew the riders. And I think my bike turned a few heads.
It did. It did.
It's a shame for the first race, because after the second race, they were like, wow. And they're like, it's a real shame. But next year.
Right on. Thank you.
Cheers.